Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're going to be visiting with Michelle Jones and with Maya Kyle. And first of all, good morning to you, Michelle.
Good morning.
And good morning to you, Myra.
Good morning.
Well, if you haven't already guessed, and maybe somebody hasn't heard about your fair trade, I'm going to say bizarre. I'm not sure that's what you call it, but it looks like bizarre to me. Wonderful, wonderful products that come from all over the world. Michelle, let's talk with you first. Kind of give us some background about fair trade and about how you get all of these materials.
Fair trade is a concept that producers of products can get a fair price, can make sure that they're working in safe conditions, no matter what country they're living in, that they can, through companies like 10,000 Villages and Serve, where we're ordering products from, can ship their products to the United States and make a fair wage.
And can you name some of the countries? Well, I know you can. What are some of the countries that are represented here?
Guatemala is one of the places we've ordered from this year, Bangladesh, India, many African countries such as Kenya. It's really, I think there's 52 different countries that we're ordering from. It's a big variety.
And that's part of the fun of coming to see all of the things is the just almost unbelievable varieties. Myra, we need to tell people where to find you.
Right. We're at 408 Chestnut, right next to Aunt B's, and we are open Monday through Saturday from 10 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon, and we'd love you to come in and see what kinds of things we have.
And don't wait too long. Now, you opened a little earlier in October, but don't plan to do this in November and December.
No, our last day will be Saturday, October 27th, so at 5 o'clock on that Saturday, we're done, and we'll be packing up and moving on. So come soon.
Yes. Just think, October. I've got to get this done in October. Don't want to miss out on this. Now, how do you, Michelle, get through? You mentioned a couple of places that you don't know people in all these countries. You know, what's the process of how you get the materials?
The companies such as 10,000 Villages and Serve and Equal Exchange, where we're getting the food items, have personal contacts in these countries that work with the vendors to set the prices and to make sure that they have the materials that they need. Unlike a lot of traditional sales, the vendors are getting paid at least part of the price up front so that they can purchase materials and not take as large of a risk when they're making the products.
Might some of these be families as well as the businesses in those countries?
A lot of times these are smaller groups, so either families or small cooperatives that are working together to make these products.
I think we could learn some things from seeing how that works when you start talking about cooperatives. It gets things done really well. Myra, this is the two of you are speaking with us today, but I know you have lots of help to get that done and that it involves a number of churches.
Yes, it does. Last year and this year, we've been able to cooperate. Five different churches here in the community have volunteered to be a part of leadership team and to be a part of the volunteers in the store, and we couldn't do it without that cooperation. It's an ecumenical effort. It's a mission project. And we're grateful for the cooperation that we've received from the churches and the volunteers in this community.
Now, I know that the Presbyterian Church, for instance, carries some fair trade items throughout the year. Do other churches have those connections where they may have certain items throughout the year?
Yes, both the United Church of Christ and St. Paul's Lutheran carry those products, carry some of the food products throughout the year. Nobody carries the handcraft items throughout the year, and that's where we saw there was an opening here that we could offer those in a one-time slot. Mm-hmm. But the food products are offered at those churches throughout the year.
Mm-hmm. And those food products are?
Yeah, food products are coffee and tea, chocolate, baking chocolate, drinking cocoa, and chocolate bars. So it's kind of a sweet deal.
Yeah, that's a good way to say it. Michelle, you know, as we kind of look around here, what are some of the things that sort of stand out to you? I know you can't talk about them all because there's no way. You have to come see it to really appreciate what's here. But maybe just point out a few of the items.
Well, this is our second year doing the sale, so we were able to get a lot of products that people were requesting last year, such as olive wood nativities. We have a big variety of nativities, but olive wood nativities and Christmas ornaments are some of the items we have. We have a lot of scarves, a lot of jewelry. This year we have bags, which is new since last year.
Yeah, and bags are certainly a popular item, both practically speaking as well as just maybe an accessory, a clothing accessory. And you mentioned the scarves. There are several different kinds, several different types, some a little heavier that might be thinking more winter, as well as some very lightweight ones.
Yeah, a lot of them are just more accessories, really beautiful designs, but there are some ones as we look towards colder weather coming up.
And we talked about food, Maya. I want to talk about, you mentioned what they were, but what's the price range, maybe food and other things? You know, I think some people think, oh, I couldn't afford the things that are there. They must be way expensive. Wrong.
Some of our products range all the way from a sample of coffee that you can buy for $1, makes a 10-cup pot, all the way up to some of the more expensive baskets and scarves that can run $39 or $40, and there's a wide range in between. Nativities come in all sizes and shapes, as does the jewelry, the rings, the bracelets. You can pay $6 for a bracelet. You can pay $12. But there's a wide variety of prices, and they're reasonable prices because we've done it in a fair trade process, and so there aren't as many middle people to have to be paying. And so the price is kept more reasonable.
Michelle, you have lots of nativity scenes, little ones, the ones that you can tuck in here. Have you picked out a favorite yet of your own?
We had one nativity that was so small it fit inside of a matchbox. but one of my favorites is made out of an eggshell, and then it's painted in white, and the whole nativity fits inside the egg.
Okay. Myra, have you picked out a favorite nativity?
Well, I've had a lot of fun with the traveling bus from Peru, which is a means of transportation in that country. Lots of people and products and animals ride on the buses, and we have a bus, and baby Jesus and mom and dad are on the bus.
So if you're looking for something kind of unique, and I think especially as you think about yourself, give your gift for yourself, but if you're thinking about some people in your family who say, I just don't know what to get them because they have everything, well, they don't have all of these things.
That's right. There's some unique items that, whether it's a toy or a musical instrument or a specialty nativity or something like that, but there's different ways to find things. You know, there's a lot of variety to what's here, and it's not in every store.
Oh, absolutely. You're not going to see these things in every store, although there are fair trade stores, none right around here. So, Michelle, can you give us your times and when people might come in and shop?
We have regular store hours, so it's 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and our last day, again, is going to be October 27th.
Okay. I'll remind folks here again in a minute. How did you get involved with this, Michelle?
I moved here from St. Louis from a very large church that had a large fair trade sale, and I had really enjoyed working with the products and the sale there, and was approached by Myra at the Methodist Church. She was wanting to do more mission-type activities with people from around the world, and so we were able to find that we had a connection that way.
Mm-hmm. And Myra, one last thing before we again remind folks of when you're here is, are you here for a profit?
No, that's not our intent. We're here as a doorway to offer these products to people so that they can be in support of persons in third world countries that are trying desperately hard to make a living for their families, to provide an education and food. So we are not putting money in our pockets. The churches are not putting money in their pockets. It's an opportunity to be in mission and applaud the people that are producing these products by buying them.
Okay. Again, remind us of your hours and your days and your last date.
We're here on Monday through Saturday from 10 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon, and we end up on Saturday, October 27th, so come in by then.
And yes, look and buy. You'll find something you want for yourself as well as for your friends. Thank you very much, Michelle Jones and Myra Kyle, for visiting with us today about the Fair Trade Store. Until next time, here's a thought. It doesn't do any good to sit up and take notice if you just keep on sitting.